感谢神能够跟你们一起在这里领受主的饼和杯。
Once again, thank the Lord that I can have the opportunity to take the Lord's Supper with you today.
今天也是父亲节，对不对？
Today is the Father's Day, right?
所以我们也祝所有的父亲们父亲节快乐。
And I congratulate to all the fathers who have a wonderful Father's Day.
我也是祝我自己哈，那么因为我也是父亲。
And I'm also the father.
我们也感谢神，我们有一位天父。
We thank the Lord that we have a father in heaven.
所以我们可以做一个父亲。
So that we can be a father.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray first.
我们在天上的父神，我们满心的感谢你。
Our heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你为我们所预备的一切。
Thank you for preparing for us everything.
你让我们知道天离地有多高，你向我们的恩典就有何等的大。
You let us know how far is the heaven from the earth. That is how far, how big your love is.
那东离西有多远，你让我们的罪离我们也有多远。
How far is the east from the west? That you take our sins from away from us.
因为你的应许。
Because of your promise.
因为你为我们所做的事情。
Because of everything you have done for us.
我们活在这个世界上，我们真的是对罪，我们有一种恐惧、战惊。
So that when we live in this world, we are in fear of sinning.
我们要谨慎。
We should be alert.
我们不愿意随随便便的得罪了你。
We don't want to take things unseriously.
因为你为我们所成就的这一切。
Because all the things you have done for us.
让我们活在这个世界上，成为一个圣洁的人。
Please help us to be a holy person.
讨你的喜悦。
So that we can please you.
让我们存着一颗谦卑顺服的心来到你的面前。
So that we can come to you in humble and submissive spirit.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们把下面时间都仰望在你的手中。
We give all the time into thy heart.
你用你自己的话来喂养我们。
Please feed us with your own word.
我们这样子感谢祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We give thanks and pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请大家翻到刚才啊。对不起啊，那么如果你有圣经的话，请你翻到彼得前书第五章第五章哈。
If you have Bible, please turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
那么我们刚才在读这一段经文的时候
，When we just read these verses,
我不知道你们有没有注意到
，I don't know if you noticed.
好像彼得啊，就告诉教会在逆境里面。
Peter is telling the church that while you are in suffering,
或者是说在逼迫当中
while you are under persecution,
或者是说在风雨中
or you are in the storm,
那么教会应该怎么样去做
how the church should do,
教会怎么样应该走这一条路
how the church walk her
way, 那么弟兄姐妹应该怎么相处
how the brothers and the sisters get along with each other,
其实整个彼得前书也是绕着这个主题。
And this is a theme for First Peter.
那么他就是告诉这些教会在苦难当中的教会。
He is preaching to the church that is in suffering.
在困难当中的教会。
In difficulties.
那么他一开始就让他们知道，在这种情况当中要确信神的恩典。
And under those circumstances, we should fix our heart to Jesus.
要确切的相信。神的救恩
and we will stand firm on the salvation of Jesus Christ.
接下去他在第二章的时候他就告诉我们我们在这种情形当中我们要确实的相信神拯救我们之后我们的身份和我们的地位
Under these difficult circumstances we should be sure that after God saved us what is our status
因为主的全能
Because of the sovereignty of God.
因为他是不改变的。
Because he never changes.
那么接下去他又告诉我们，我们应当怎么样在世界上行事为人。
And he also told us how we should live in this world.
不管是在家里面也好。
Not only at home.
不管是在工作的场合也好。
Or at our work office.
或者是我们跟人家相处的时候。
Or with other people's.
我们都知道 我们要确信神的恩典是在我们身上的。
We should be sure that God's grace is inside in us.
而且他的恩典是不会改变的。
And His grace never changes.
那么第五章呢，就告诉我们在教会里面应该怎么做。
And chapter 5 told us how should we act in church.
当教会在逆境当中的时候。
When the church is under difficulty.
当教会在风雨中的时候。
When the church is in a storm.
当教会在困难当中的时候。
When the church is in the difficulty.
那么在这种情况之下，我们都晓得教会特别需要领袖。
We know that church needs leaders.
那么他从第一节到第四节，他就告诉我们说，在教会里面的牧者，在教会里面的长老，这些就是领袖，应该怎么样去带领教会。
And from verse 1 to verse 4, he teaches us that in these difficulties, how the church leaders, elders should lead.
那么他要求这些牧者，这些长老需要忠心。
He asks the leaders and elders to be faithful.
愿意把自己摆上。
And is willingly to serve.
愿意牺牲自己。
And willingly to sacrifice themselves.
不是只管到自己的需要。
Not only consider his own needs.
然后他也告诉我们说，这些人肯愿意顺服。
And he also tells us that these people have a submissive heart.
能为成为一个模范，成为一个榜样。
And can be a good example.
这就是彼得从第一节到第四节的教导。
That's what Peter teaches from verse 1 to verse 4.
所以他告诉他们，他说要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，在第二节，然后他说按着神的旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意，也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
And from verse 2 he told us, be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not greedy for money, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock.
目前你们没有这样子的领袖在你们当中。
You don't have a leaders right now.
盼望神会为你们预备。
We hope that God will provide for you.
我们也为这件事情祷告。
We also pray for this matter.
教会是神他自己的教会。
Church belongs to God.
那么他要眷顾他的教会。
He always cares for his own church.
圣经上告诉我们说，他总是保养顾惜。
He always cares and
顾惜。
He always taking care of his church.
那么，这个不是我今天要讲的。
But that's not what I will pray.
接下去我们要看第五节到第七节。
Next is I'll talk about from verse 5 to 7.
这就是我今天要强调的。
That's what my emphasis today.
他就告诉我们，我们在教会里面弟兄姐妹应该怎么做。
He told us, what should we act in the church?
我们的职责是什么？
What is our responsibility?
在这第五节到第七节里面有三个命令句，命令的字。
There's a three command word from verse 5 to verse 7.
那么这三个都是 imperative, 就是命令的字。
These words are imperative.
那么他第一个就是在第五节，他说要顺服。
The first one is be submissive.
然后第二个呢，是在第五节的中间那边，他说要彼此顺服，以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服。
And the second is humble toward one another.
然后第三个就是在第六节。
The third one is on six.
他说你们要自卑。
And you humble yourself.
就是这三个。
That's the sweet,
所以我们晓得，这就是他告诉我们，在这种环境之下，在这种情况之下，我们在教会里面，你讲来讲去就是一个字，就是一句话，就是要顺服。
And he is teaching us under these circumstances, all we need to consider is being submissive.
就是要谦卑。
Be humility.
那么 第八节一直到第十一节呢，那么在那边呢，第八节到第九节，他又告诉我们另外一个，就是第二部分。
And from verse 8 to 9, he told us another perspective.
那么我今天我不讲这个。
And I will not preach on that.
如果神允许的话，我下次我就会讲这一部分。
And if Lord's willing, I will teach it the next time.
那我们现在看第一个，他说你们年幼的也要顺服年长的。
And the first one, then he's talking about the younger ones should be submissive to the older.
那么是在第五节的前面呢，他有一个说，所以哈 ，therefore， 所以。
In verse 5, there's a therefore.
他就是跟着连着前面下来的。
And it's following from the previous verses.
那么我自己相信，在这里他就是告诉教会里面的弟兄姐妹，我们要顺服在我们当中领导我们的。
And I believe here he's teaching us we should be submissive to the leaders in the church.
那么第五节那个年长的，其实他就是告诉我们在第一节到第四节里面所谓的长老或者是牧者。
And the elders that he described in verse 1 and from verse 1 to 4, these are the elders.
我们要学习这样子做。
We need to learn to do this.
因为圣经上真的是告诉我们，那些领导我们、那些教导我们的，我们要顺服他们。
And the Bible always teaches us that we should be submissive to those who teaches us and lead us.
将来他们在见主面的时候，他们会得到喜乐的。
And one day when they see God, they will have joy in their heart.
那么第二个 imperative 呢？这个命令呢，就是在我们刚才所讲的哈。就是说所有的信徒之间要彼此的顺服。
And the second imperative command is it's saying that brothers and sisters be submissive to each other.
那么我们中文是说就是你们众人也都要彼此顺服。
And the Chinese here saying that serve oneself with humility.
所有的人。
All.
那么不论是年不论你的年龄
no matter if how old are you
不论你的性别
no matter what you are man or woman
还有不论你的是什么样的在我们当中比较简单哈，不论你是什么样的种族
or among you what races you are
不论你是其他的背景是怎么样
or your background
你是有钱的也好
If you're rich,
或者是没有钱也好
or poor,
或者你在社会上的地位
or your status among the society,
每一个人都一样
everyone are same.
他告诉我们要彼此顺服
We need to be submissive to each other.
那么顺服的意思是什么呢
What is submissive?
顺服的意思就是我们甘心情愿地把我们自己放在一个权柄的下面
Submission means that we are willingly to put us under the authority.
也不是出于自己的私心。
Not because of our own will.
也不是出于自己的野心。
Not because of our own self-ambition.
那么，如果我们从神的恩赐来想的话
，if we think about the gift God gave to us.
那么，彼得这样子给我们一个命令。
Peter gave us this command.
他也是根据圣经上。这保罗在罗马书第十二章那边所讲的恩赐
And he's also talking about it in Romans chapter 12.
每一个神的儿女在神的面前都有一个恩赐
Every God's children have a gift from God.
因为神把不同的恩赐给他的每一个儿女
Because God gave different gifts to his
他又把我们放在同一个身体里面
And he also put us into one body.
各有各的功用
And everyone has its own function.
他把我们放在一起，就是要使身体发挥它所有的功用。
He put us into one body so we can serve.
所以要彼此顺服。
So we need to submit them to one another.
那么保罗在罗马书第十二章第三节那边也告诉我们。
So Paul teaches us in Romans chapter 12.
他说：“我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的。”要照着神所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道
In Romans chapter 12 and Paul says verse 3 For For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you.
因为我们每一个人的恩赐在他的身体里面都是需要的。
Because all the gift for each gift for each person is all needed in the body.
所以彼得在这里告诉我们说，要彼此的顺服。
So Peter here told us we need to submit to each other.
每一个人都一样。
Everyone the same.
那么接下去，彼得他在第五节的时候，他又进一步的告诉我们说，我们应该怎么做。
And here in chapter 5, Peter continually tells us what we should do.
就是在那个彼此顺服的上面那四个字。
And it's the word that before the submissive.
他说要以谦卑束腰。
And he said, humble yourself.
这个什么叫做谦卑束腰呢？
What is humble yourself?
就是你穿上一个衣服啊，这个衣服叫做谦卑。
It is when you clothe yourself with a clothes that is called humility.
然后你再绑一个带子。
Then you also put a strap around it.
他这就是形容一个仆人的样子。
And he describes this person as a servant person.
那么在圣经里面有一个最好的一片一个图画，让我们能够了解的。
And in the Bible, there's a very good picture for us to understand.
请你们看一下《约翰福音》第十三章。
Please turn your Bible to John chapter 13.
约翰福音第十三章第一节到第五节。
From verse 1 to 5.
约翰福音第十三章第一节到第五节，如果翻到了，我们一起来念，好不好
？John chapter 13, verse 1 to 5.
好，我们一起来念。
Let's read it together.
月节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心里。耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去，就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。就是这一幅图画。
This is the picture of humility.
我觉得这是一个最恰当、最恰当的一个图画。
This is the best picture.
弟兄姐妹，你必须要用你的想象啊。
You need to use your imagination.
你想象这个主耶稣在那个地方，他做这件事情。
Imagine that Jesus Christ is doing this.
他就是让他们看见，他是来服侍他们的。
He wants his disciples to see he come to this world to serve them.
去放下自己。
To put down one.
去服侍别人。
To serve others.
像一个仆人一样。
Like a servant.
那我自己在教会中也蛮久的了哈。
I have been in church for a long time.
我观察看见的就是这个结果。
I observe this is the result.
也就是主耶稣讲的原则。
This is a teaching from Jesus Christ.
记不记得当门徒在那边争吵谁做大的时候？
Do you remember that the disciples are quarreling who is the most?
主耶稣告诉他们说，你们晓得外邦人有君王为主治理他们。
Jesus told them, For the Gentiles, there's a leader governing them.
那么有大臣在那边有权力来管他们。
And officials, they have power to govern them.
他说只是在你们中间不是这个样子。
But among you, it's not like that.
你们中间谁愿为大，你就必须做你们的用人。
Who wants to be the most among you? He has to be willingly to be a servant.
谁愿意为首，他就必须要做你们的仆人。
Who wants to be the head? He needs to serve.
那么在教会里面，领袖就是这样子产生的。
That's how the church leader.
跟世界上是不一样的。
It's different from the world.
所以彼得在这里告诉他们说，你们告诉我们说，我们要彼此顺服。
And Peter here teaches us that we need to be submissive to one another.
要有一个谦卑的心。
We need to have a humility heart.
像仆人一样。
Like a servant.
像仆人一样去服侍他人。
To serve others like a servant.
第三个命令。
The third command.
就是在第六节，他说：“所以你们要自卑。”
It's in verse 6, so that you need to be humble.
我有一次跟一个弟兄讲到说，我说：“哎呀，你要自卑啊！”他一听这个自卑，他就说：“哇，这个没有办法接受。”
One time I was talking to a brother and I told him you need to be humble. And he, when he heard the word humble, he said, "Wow, that's not acceptable."
尤其我们中文翻译成自卑哈，谁都不愿意啊。
And especially Chinese translation is kind of.
尤其今天社会上讲的就是说你要表现你自己 你的 self-esteem、啊、要这个自我的价值要抬高
This is opposite from the world teaching that you should have self-esteem and self-value
在这里彼得用了一个字是被动式的
But here Peter used the passive
我们从文法上面我们可以帮助我们了解哈、啊
And from the grammar, it can help us to understand.
这个自卑是被动式的。
This is a passive sentence word.
不是靠着自己。
Not by yourself.
不是强迫自己把自己压下去。
Not force yourself to be humble.
它是有原因的。
There's a reason in there.
它有因在那个地方。
There's a cause.
那么我们从第五节，我们看见，我们现在在看哈，它有几个因为。
From verse 5, there's some because.
还有所以哈。
And then therefore.
所以我们就能够了解彼得他的自卑是什么意思。
Then we can understand what is humble mean here.
那么第一个就是他告诉我们说，因为神阻挡骄傲的人。
Because God opposes the proud.
他赐恩给谦卑的人。
But gives grace to the humble.
这是神的公义。
This is God's just.
那么彼得在那里告诉我们说要自卑，这是第一个原因。所以为什么我们可以放下来？因为我们看见神的公义，他阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Why we can humble ourselves? Because we see God's just. Because God opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble.
所以一个骄傲的人是永远不会到神的面前来的。
So, proud people they can never come to God.
他永远也不会经历到神的慈爱。
They can never experience the love of God.
第二个，他在那里告诉我们说，是神叫你升高。
It is God who lifts you up.
人不能使自己高升的。
People cannot lift himself up.
那是骄傲。
That's proud.
记得约翰的这个箴言里面告诉我们说，骄傲在败坏以先，狂心在跌倒之前。
And the proverb teaches us that, proud is before the stumbling. Before the stumbling is the proud pride.
是神叫人升高。
It's God lift you up.
第三个因是什么呢？
What is the second cause?
第三个因就是他，我们要服在神大能的手下。
We need to submissive under God's almighty hand.
是神的大能。
It's God's almighty power.
是神他自己。
It is God himself.
最后一个是神的恩典。
The last is the grace of God.
或者是说神赐恩给谦卑的人。
Or it's in another word, it's God gives grace.
就是赐恩典的神。
He is the God gives grace.
所以彼得在这里要求我们要自卑。
So Peter here asks us to be humble.
不是我们把我们自己压下去。
Not we press ourselves.
乃是我们看见神他所做的事情。
It's because we see what God has done.
我们看见神是谁。
We see who God is.
那么到了第七节的时候，他说你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神。
And in verse 7, he said, cast all your anxieties on God.
这就告诉我们，当我们自卑的时候，我们怎么表现出来。
And here tells us when we are really humble, how we should appear.
就是把我们的忧虑交给神。
And we will give all our anxieties to God.
特别是教会在困难当中的时候，
especially when church is under the difficult circumstances,
我们把所有的忧虑通通放在神的手里面，
we give all the worries, anxieties,
或者是说把我们的忧虑通通放在神的身上，
or we give all the anxieties unto God.
这就是自卑的表现。
That is what humility is.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
当教会在困难当中的时候，
when the church is in difficulty,
当教会在逆境当中的时候，
when the church is under the hard circumstances,
我们每一个弟兄姐妹我们都有一个责任，
every one of us has a responsibility,
都有一个我们该做的事情，
and we, every one of us have a thing need to do,
就是我们要谦卑要顺服，
We need to be humble and submissive.
我们要顺服牧长。
We need to be submissive to the pastors, elders.
我们要彼此的顺服。
We need to be submissive to one another.
我们要自卑。
We need to be humble.
弟兄姐妹，骄傲会使教会败坏。
Brothers, sisters, pride will destroy the church.
这就是骄傲在败坏以先，狂心在跌倒之前。
This is the pride comes before the comes before the fall.
弟兄姐妹，我们要思想这件事情。
Brothers and sisters, we need to ponder on this.
我们不但要思想，
we not only consider it.
我们要像他所说的，我们要以谦卑束腰。
And we also need to close ourselves with humility.
我们要愿意去听别人的，
we are willingly to listen to others.
我们要愿意去服侍别人，
we are willingly to serve others.
那么神就会让谦卑的升高，
and God will lift those who humble himself.
我们才能够真正的经历到神的恩典，
then we can truly experience the grace of God.
神如果允许的话，我们下次我们就会看第八节跟第九节。
If God willing, we will look at verse 8 and 9.
可能你告诉我们怎么样抵挡魔鬼。
And he's teaching us how to resist the devil.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Jesus Christ who loves us, we thank you.
谢谢你为我们预备的一切。
Thank you for preparing for us everything.
预备的是我们想不到的。
All you have given us,
也是我们眼睛从来没有见过的，
and we never seen it before,
也是人从来没有办法去明白的，
and we cannot totally understand.
我们谢谢你，
we thank you,
谢谢你自己的恩典，
we thank you for your grace.
我们再一次的把 MMCC 交在你自己的手中，
once again I will put MMCC into thy hands.
你知道我们所需要的，
you know our needs.
你一定会为我们预备，
you will provide.Provide
让我们弟兄姐妹知道怎么样彼此的顺服。
Let our brothers and sisters know how to submissive to each other.
以谦卑束腰。
And close ourselves with humility.
彼此服侍。
And serve one another.
愿你自己的名被高举。
So your name will be exalted.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.